This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrettson Building Supply and Tim Allen in. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, you've got another of these open-air job fairs. Tell us about it.
It's just been awesome to watch this thing grow. So the one we got coming up has moved from our property to the fairgrounds. Thank you to the Douglas County Commissioners for that, making that area available, because we're going to have it a much more comfortable place to have the job fair this time, and a lot more space, a lot more businesses, a lot more of everything.
So what kind of response have you gotten from the business community in terms of being part of this?
Definitely tons of interest in it. I want to point out that at the last job fair, we've confirmed over 110 different job placements. This is kind of the envy of the state right now, because most of these job fairs don't typically draw a lot, but our community is stepping up in a big way, and this is working fantastic.
And how many employers are coming out to this one?
We are expecting 60 or more at this one.
Wow. And what kind of sectors of the economy are we talking here?
You're covering every sector. We've got everything from the mills, which are obvious, all the truck driving opportunities that we know are out there, all the way down to nonprofits. You name it. It's across the board on this one.
So give us more specifics about where out at the fairgrounds, what time, and how it's going to work.
Sure. So it's going to start tomorrow, Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the community building at the fairgrounds. Then we're turning around and opening it up again Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And when people show up, how does it work?
You're going to be similar to anywhere where you've got, say, the 10 by 10 booths, whether it's a show or the community garden kind of thing that goes on. The employers are going to be there. They're going to have chairs. Many of them are going to have applications. Some will be doing interviews right on the spot. Some will be taking resume, kind of cover the board there. But the idea is get in there and obviously best foot forward. But we're going to have a whole bunch of resources to help people that maybe are a little reluctant or nervous about getting back in. So tons of resources to help anybody re-enter the workforce.
And I understand you've also got some things like even food trucks.
Food trucks, daycare, basically we're doing anything we can to reduce friction for somebody that might be struggling to figure out how to get into the job fair.
I know for some people, going through the past 16 months hasn't been a lot different, but for many people, it has. I mean, sometimes it's been having to stay home because your kids are distanced in school. Sometimes it's been ended up being part of the shutdowns at various points. And then folks have been, shifting careers. I mean, there's been a lot of change.
There has been a lot of change. And what we've found is you can't kind of select one pressure point or pain point to go after. Some of these people are struggling with several different things. So even, say, gas to run from employer to employer looking for jobs, if you can show up at this one and you have 60 different employers to try with, much better return on your investment.
Wow. Well, a good opportunity. Again, what are the times?
This is going to be from Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if I could, I thank a couple people that
Sure.
have really stepped up for us. So again, the county commissioners, Swanson Group, Roseburg Forest Products, Southern Oregon Workforce Investment Board, Department of Labor, Seven Feathers, and of course, Brook Communications here. And if you think about it, that's a wide, diverse group of people to come together. So that's what I've enjoyed so much about this, is we've got the whole community coming together to help put this on.
Well, it's pretty obvious when you go around town, whether it's, in Roseburg or Sutherland, Myrtle Creek, wherever, and you see businesses where, you see the casual sign out there and you're like, wait a second, didn't they used to be open more hours?
Yep.
And I just passed a restaurant yesterday, and normally part of their plan is dinner, and dinner is not available right now because people aren't.
Yeah, I would say many hands make light work, and there's a lot of these businesses that could use some more hands, and the people that are there, your peers that are there working every day, they're busting their tail because they're just aren't enough people to do what needs to be done. So I really encourage people to get back into the social aspect of it, the friends that come from working together with people, those sorts of things. There's a lot of benefits besides just that check that comes through.
All right, the Open Air Job Fair tomorrow and Saturday out at the fairgrounds. Tim, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:38, the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.